Lord, for letting us come. And we'd like to say a special welcome to all of our visitors. And I think I'll just go ahead and give you a little bit of update on some folks that's in the hospital. I just came from the hospital, and Norma Bolin is in the hospital. They'd run a scan on her earlier and found out she had a crack in her pelvis. And then when I was just there, they got the report from a new scan. They said she has multiple fractures in her pelvis. And so they were calling in a trauma team to decide what to do with Sister Norma. So I want everybody to really, really pray for her. And then Connor Hunter, he's had some more bones broken, ribs or something, and might have to have surgery tomorrow. And so really pray for him. And while I was at the hospital, I saw Bethel Nichols come in the hospital. He's in the emergency room, and he seemed like he was feeling really bad. And so that's just an update on some folks I saw a while ago, so we need to pray for them. I don't think I'll read the scripture. I think I just ask you to stand, and we'll just have prayer as we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for letting us be in your house tonight. God, we pray that you just bless us to have a sweet time of worship. Let us feel your sweet Holy Spirit, and let us worship you in spirit and in truth. God, and those that would be here that's in spiritual need, if somebody's lost or out of fellowship, God, Lord, we pray you just speak to them with your great love, speak powerfully, and draw them to an altar. We just ask you these things, and we praise you in Jesus' name, and amen. You may be seated. We turn the service over to the choir.
Page 117.
Thank you.
Page 132. 132. Here I stand beside this chilly water.
Oh, time, we're going to have our choir come down, and we're going to turn it back over to our pastor.
I probably say this every time I get up here, but I had a feeling I was going to have to get up here tonight. And as we were singing, I was praying and thinking and trying to figure out what I might say when I got up here, which I got to follow the Lord, but it's just the natural side of man trying to be prepared, trying to have something in my basket, and had a bunch of different thoughts run through my head, and good thoughts and thoughts that blessed me, but nothing that really stuck out to what God, that's what God wanted me to say. And then as we were singing Glory Road, we got towards the end of that chorus, and it said, "It's good to be on this road to Glory Land." And it just really blessed me, really filled my cup up. I'm thankful to be on that road to Glory Land. I'm thankful that I have a place to go to. I'm thankful I have a hope beyond the grave tonight. It's good to be here. We'll ask at this time, if everyone will, please stand to your feet. We'll ask if anyone has an unspoken prayer request tonight. Hands all over the house. I'd like to make special emphasis. I really have a burden for those hands that were raised this morning, the people who should have moved and didn't. I'd really like us to remember all those people this evening. Would anybody else have an unspoken prayer request tonight?
Sister Beth Nichols was being admitted to the hospital concerning her kidneys. Pray for her too.
Yeah, let's really remember Beth Nichols. Anybody else? Remember that. Remember those. Good requests.
I'd like the church to remember my mother-in-law. She was here today. She's having surgery tomorrow morning.
Okay.
She's having an elbow surgery. She's asked us to pray for her.
That's good. Remember that. Yeah, good request. Yep. Keep praying for Sean Henderson. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Good request. Anybody else, son? Remember that. Anybody else? If not, we'll ask Bob Morrison to lead us in prayer. Thank you. I meant to say this earlier, but I wanted to say how thankful I am for everyone who's made it out this way tonight. We've got a good crowd for Sunday night service, and I'm thankful for it. But we'll ask at this time if anyone has a song or a testimony or anything at all in your heart. Let's pray for him.
Praise every chance that I get. You may wonder why I raise my hands and why I shout amen. You may wonder why tears fill my eyes when I hear the old rugged cross. You may wonder why I live for him, why I serve him at any But if you knew what my life was like before Jesus came and made things right and saved me from the mess that I was in. And if you only knew where I would be had it not been for Calvary, then my friend, looking back on how far I've come and how much he has blessed, all the joy he has given me despite my sinful past. No greater friend have I ever known than this one who walks by my side. And oh, what a difference since he came into my life. And if you knew what my life was like before Jesus came and made things right and saved me from the mess that I was in. And if you only knew where I would be had it not been for Calvary, then my friend, Calvary, then my friend, you would understand. Then my friend, you would
appreciate that song. Anybody else have anything tonight before we turn it over to our pastor? If not, we'll turn it over to Brother Tick.
Amen. Thank the Lord for being here. Thank the Lord for those good songs, for the good choir songs and the good opening up. It's good to be in the Lord's house. And I'm like Jeremy said, I really appreciate the crowd. Got a nice crowd. And I appreciate the service we had this morning. And so it's good to be back tonight. And we know this, but I'm going to say it anyway. We need, every one of us needs to do exactly what God will have us do tonight. Whatever that is, do that. And God blesses when we obey Him. And when the Bible said trust and obey, and it also said whosoever trusteth the Lord, happy is he. And so that's the way we can be really and truly happy, is to follow the Lord. And so it's good to be here tonight. Now I'll ask again, just in case, anybody else got a song on your heart? If not, will you keep praying? I appreciate our preaching brothers that are here. I just thank God for them. And I say this myself, but I always have people saying this to me. Boy, Lima Church is blessed with preachers, and I thank God that we are. I appreciate our preachers. And so whichever one of you men would feel like preaching tonight, you're welcome. Just follow your heart, and whoever feels like it and got it on your heart, just come ahead. I just, that's the way I feel like opening it up. I don't, God didn't tell me anybody specifically to call out. He may in a minute, but I haven't so far. And so if you got something on your heart, just come on. Anybody? Andrew, you? Amen.
I was thinking about this week. I bless
Come on.
You are. Our little ones, how lucky they are to grow up in this church.
Amen.
Amen.
How there's so many examples out here.
Yeah, come on.
Of honoring the Father.
Yeah.
That these little ones can look up to.
Amen.
I'm just as thankful as I can be for the every single person in this church, and I love them with all my heart.
Amen.
Keep honoring the Father. There's something special
here. Amen.
That's good.
Well, I appreciate those words, huh? Glad you said what was on your heart. That blessed me. All right. Someone else? Got a testimony or a message? You can just deliver either one of them. Whatever the Lord's in is good. Any of you fellas? Y'all's welcome. Levi? Nope. I guess I'll just go down the line. Brent? Nope. I didn't miss anybody on that bench, did I? Bob? All right, let's pray for Brother Bob. We really appreciate it.
I certainly don't want to get ahead of nobody, and that don't happen around here. They're pretty good Baptists. They sit back and wait. And I'm just as bad, I guess, but I was just thinking about, I probably won't put that on. I'll stay right here. I feel a little more comfortable. Tonight anyways, but I'm thankful to be saved, and I'm glad to be a part of Lima Missionary Baptist Church, and most of all, I'm glad to be a part of the kingdom of heaven. There's a part of heaven that moved inside of me one time, and that's what made me a child of God. Mommy and Daddy were good to me, and they give me a lot of good instructions, but they just couldn't help me get Jesus. As much as we want to, we just can't save them. We have to wait and let God call them. And then when God calls them, he puts that conviction in their heart, and they just know it. You know, I never had anybody to tell me, you'll just know it, you know, by asking them. But I just knew it, too. I just knew it because, let me talk here for a minute, and I'm going to read in St. John in the first chapter, just a few verses. But as I begin to think about my life, I seemed like that I was on a road that was heading in a whole different direction, and God seemed fit to put up some roadblocks for me, and he helped me to find my way. I wasn't a bad person, didn't do a lot of bad things, but I still needed to be saved. Didn't even know where I was headed. Didn't know I was headed for a devil's hell. But God knew, and he could see. God's got an all-seeing eye tonight. He knows your life, and he knows why the things are put in your life. So let me read this scripture in St. John, the first chapter, and starting with the first verse. I thought I'd just quote it, but sometimes you just miss a word here, too, and it's really important to get it right. As in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. And there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. I'm going to stop there, and maybe I might read a couple more verses. I don't know for sure. That's the thing about God and serving him. You don't always know what you're going to do and what God has in plan for you. There might be some things that you run through. Like Brother Jeremy said, there's things that run through my mind. I might say this and I might say that. It might help them. But what's really going to help you tonight is what comes right out of heaven. And I can't see it with my natural eyes. The church can't see it with their natural eyes, but boy, they can feel it when it begins to move. And it's real tonight. What God has is his Holy Spirit that was from the very beginning of time. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. They looked out into time and they had a plan of salvation for each and every one of us. I don't know how I fit into this plan. I don't even know how I much fit into a lot of God's plan, but he puts a little piece in there for me every once in a while. And sometimes all I can do is sit on the bench and pray, and I get so excited on the inside. Sometimes I look and I see these little kids coming around. Brother Barry gets the little ones up here and they sing, and the excitement that they have talking about Jesus and singing about Jesus. And then when the young people got up here this morning and they begin to sing, just the little ones, if you just look at them and you watch them and you see the joy that's in them, there's an excitement that they know that the church has, and they desire to have that. They don't know how to get to it. We've got to help them. Us that's saved by the grace of God, we've got to direct them. And the only way that I know to direct them is to be obedient to God. The scripture says it's better to obey than to sacrifice. You can do a lot of things in the church and have good intentions, but if you're not willing to obey God from the bottom of your heart, when he gives you a testimony, when he wants you to join the church, when he wants you to come to the altar. I like this church when I can come to, because if I've got a burden on my heart, I don't have to worry about somebody judging me. I know that they're there praying for me, that I can lean out to God, and God cares about the problems that I have in this life. So let me go on to these scriptures. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It's all about God today. Your life, if you'll have it today, it's all about what God wants to do with you. Your plan may not be what God has planned. I thought maybe, well, I would get me a job, and then I would work in the factory for a little while like my dad did, and I would never get married, never have kids. I would just be able to live and go where I wanted to go and do all these things. But God had a greater plan. He saved my soul, and then he gave me the right wife to be able to help me, and then he gave me children, and I was able to raise them up, and I got to see them saved by the grace of God. Oh, by his mercy and his grace, it's his plan today. If you want to really have joy, we sing a song this morning about the joys. One day after a while, we're all going to be happy. Let's be happy now in the eyes of the Lord. I want to be happy living for the Lord, the very best that I can for him. God has been so good to me. I could never repay him for what he's done for me. But if I could just do a little deed that he wants me to do as I go down here through this life, I want to be able to do that for him. Now, here, John the Baptist, he had a job to do. He had to go out and preach, and he had to say, there's one coming that's going to be able to take away the sins of the world, but he couldn't do it. And he knew that he wasn't the light of the world, but he knew who was. My friend today, I can't save you, but I can tell you to go to Jesus, and he'll save you. I can tell you today, if you'll bow before him, get on your knees and cry out and say, God, I want to be saved more than anything. When I come to the place where I surrendered my life to him, that's when he was able to save me. You see, I couldn't surrender before because I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to do it. It took God's Holy Spirit through the gospel, pricking my heart, giving me direction. God will give you direction and save your plan of life, if I can say it like that. He can save your way of life and make a great plan, and things will be wonderful. Here I am, 65 years old, and I'm so happy just to be saved. If I didn't have anything else in this life, I've got Jesus in my heart. I'm happy today just to live for him. If I never have another opportunity to preach his gospel, you know what? I hope that I can pray for somebody else that is. Yeah, my heart's desire is to see people come the right way, getting their heart broken by God. And when God breaks their heart, the scripture says they can come with a broken heart, a broken and a contrite spirit. It's his holy work that does the real work. I'm glad to be saved tonight. I'm glad just to be in his house, because his plan tonight is to reach into somebody's life and give them direction that they could come and be saved by the grace of God. Just saying that I've been baptized, or saying that everything's all right on the inside of me. You know what? As a 14-year-old boy, I felt that I was all right. I felt that everything was okay with me. But when the gospel pricked my heart and it showed me that I was lost and undone, boy, I tell you what, it set up something on the inside of me that just made me feel bad, if I can say it that way. You don't want to say that God, the gospel makes you feel bad, but I'm telling you what, it made me realize what place I was headed to. I was headed to that place called hell, and I needed some help to get away from that. The only way that I knew was to go to Jesus. I'll share this, and I'm going to come to a close. I had some other things I thought about, but as I began to think about my situation when I was lost and undone, I told the Lord, I said, you know, God, I've been to the altar so many times. I'd been up there, and I'd been on the altar. I felt like I was like a fisherman sticking his fishing pole out, and the bobber would go out there, and just seemed like every so often it'd go down, you never did get a fish. You know, that's kind of disheartening and disgusting. And that's the way that I felt that I was coming up empty without God. And I kept telling God, I said, you know, I've done everything that you want me to do. I really feel like that I've done everything that I know to do. And God, he just says, wait just a minute. And I said, Lord, well, you know, if I don't get it today, I think I'll just not come back to the house of the Lord. I was determined in my heart. I said, Lord, you know, that's just what I'm going to do. And I sat back there, and God began to convict my heart. He began to show me that I was lost and undone, and that I needed to be saved by the grace of God. And it didn't take very long. And we went home, and I knelt down beside of an old rocking chair, and it was just me and God. I wanted the whole church to be there. I wanted them to rejoice. But you know what? They rejoiced that night when I went back to church, and I told them, God saved my soul. When God saves our people, we need to be happy for them. And they was happy for me. So you need to have a good old dose of salvation given by God. And if God gives it through the church, my friend, he works through the Grand Old Mother Church. So I'm glad to be here tonight, glad to be saved. I hope everybody has what I have. There's nothing better than what I have. I love Brother Terry, and I know he's going to heaven. The scriptures bore witness with, the scripture says that his spirit bears witness with us that we're the children of God. But I wouldn't trade nothing for Terry's salvation, and he wouldn't trade me for my salvation, because I got mine down in an old-fashioned altar, and I found true salvation by God. When God gives you something, you can stand by that. I'm glad that he had a plan for me. What a Savior we have. What a Savior. Brother Terry, come and give invitation or whatever you feel like. Glad to be here.
Amen. Good preaching. We'll get a song. Think about that. Think about what he's preached tonight. If you don't have what you need, you can have it. God wants to give it to you. And it's already there for you. Jesus died. He rose again. He's alive. Salvation's available. Let's all stand tonight. I appreciate the message. Appreciate Brother Bob for preaching what was on his heart. If you're here tonight and you're lost, we invite you, and I believe God's Holy Spirit's inviting someone to come and pray and ask the Lord to save your soul. Do you want to go to heaven? Then you've got to be born again. And if you're here and you've been saved and you're not where God wants you to be, come and pray. Don't be ashamed of the altar. Sing whenever you get ready there. And somebody, maybe a lot of somebodies, would probably need to come tonight. God tells you personally, and it's your move, and it's your choice, and it's your life. Please obey the Lord. Please obey the Lord.
Are you weary from the battle?
Listen.
You're fighting?
Listen.
Does it seem like the storm just won't break?
Trust the Lord.
Is there a mountain in front of you that doubt says will never move? And you wonder, will God make a way? Well, tell me a time.
Listen.
He's not been faithful.
Oh, I like that song.
Tell me a
We got a good God, folks.
His mercy.
He's good to us. We ought to
tell
be good to him.
A moment.
We ought to obey the Lord.
Able
Come on.
To carry Tell me a day he was less than almighty.
Bless us.
When he could not roll back the tide.
Obey the Lord.
When you
Come,
look back,
God's calling you.
You're gonna
Come on.
Find there was never a time.
Come on.
So be strong in the Lord and remember to take hold of faith and stand firm. Oh, you can be confident. The Lord keeps his promises.
Amen.
If you doubt it, just read through his word.
Amen. He keeps his promises, folks.
And there'll be a time he's not been faithful. Tell me a morning his mercies were new.
Yeah.
Tell me a moment he wasn't able to carry you through. Tell me a day he was less than almighty.
Amen.
When he could not roll back the tide.
Amen.
Oh, when you look back, you're gonna find there was never a day he was less than almighty.
Amen.
When he could not roll back the tide. Oh, when you look back, you're gonna find there was never a time. Never.
Appreciate that good song. I'm going to say a few words here. I've got a couple things on my heart, and then I'm going to ask for another song. Let me talk to us that are saved for just a minute. Jesus said, he that's not with me is against me. He said, he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Well, what's that mean, preacher? It means you can't straddle the fence. You can't say, well, there was a time in my life, this is silly, but I'll tell it on myself. There was a time in my life I didn't want to get too far out of the way because I didn't want to get in trouble. But I didn't want to get too close to the Lord because there were some things I might have to do that I didn't want to do. And I thought I'd just try to find me a smooth place in the middle where I could just kind of coast along. There's no such place as that. You're either in or you're out. You're either obeying God or you're not. Now here's a question I want to ask you. If you're here and you're saved, and you know somebody's watching your life, what are they seeing? If somebody you love real good bases their decision about choosing Jesus or not choosing him, if they base that at least partly on what they see in your life, what's it going to be? Is it going to be gathering in or scattering abroad? Now that's what Jesus said. He that's not with me is against me. He that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. I'm telling you what, our life and our pattern of our life is our choice. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. If you're here today and you've been saved and you're out of fellowship, you can make up all kinds of reasons and excuses and why you shouldn't do it right now and why you can't do it right now. Put those things aside. If we couldn't choose today, God wouldn't have said choose today. Choose you this day. Somebody needs to do something. Now, I also expect that there's somebody here lost that needs to get saved. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. What does that mean? That means there will come a time and you won't be able to find him. So when God's Holy Spirit's calling you and you're alive and in your right mind and God's Holy Spirit's dealing, that's when it is. That's when you can find him. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call you upon him while he's near. Well, where's that at? That's when he's knocking at your heart. So somebody needs to do something tonight. If you're here and you're saved and you want to help somebody, get really in fellowship with God. And you say, well, I don't know. Well, come and pray about it. Ask God about it. God can help you. He can let you know. We need to do something. It's time and high time to awake out of our sleep and get on the move. Sing us another song. Somebody needs to come tonight. And if that's you, please come. And if you need to join the church, the doors is open. Come. If you're saved, you can join this church. There's a way.
If I have to bear this pain,
obey the Lord.
and walk out in the rain.
I really feel like somebody needs to come.
Your perfect will for my life. I'm willing to make a sacrifice.
Please obey the Lord.
Lord, you're all that matters to me. Even when
if you stay just like you are,
lonely,
are you going to go home real happy tonight? If you don't obey God, you're not going to go home real happy. You're the one that knows that. You know whether you're obeying Him or not. If you want to be happy, trust the Lord.
And there's no hope to be found.
Lord, you're still faithful time and again. When my heart is burning,
when God calls, He knocks at the heart. It's your move.
And when there's nothing to see, I just have to believe that you are working behind the scenes. Lord, you're still faithful.
Obey the Lord.
Still faithful to me.
Obey the Lord.
And if I have to give up what's important to me,
I'll let it go knowing that I'll see
your will for me unfolding. Lord, you're still faithful time and again when my heart is burning. Lord, you're still faithful. And when there's nothing to see, I just have to believe that you are working behind the scenes. Lord, you're still faithful. Still faithful to me. Lord, you're still faithful.
Lord, you're still faithful.
Faithful. Still faithful to me.
Amen. All right. Appreciate the Lord calling. Anything on anybody's heart before we come to closing worship? We've got a business meeting to have here in a little while, but we're not in a hurry. We just want to do what we're supposed to when we're supposed to. Glad everybody's here. Again, if you're visiting, thank you for coming. Keep coming. Come all you can. And if you're a member, same thing. Keep coming. Come all you can. Glad to have you. Nothing else on anybody's mind for us worship. We'll ask for another song. And while they sing this song, while we sing it, if it's your desire to leave or you want to leave, you can. And not trying to run anybody off. Everybody's welcome to sit and listen to the business meeting. But if you want to leave, this gives you an ample opportunity where you don't have to feel bad going out. You can feel free after this song. If nothing else to be said or done, we'll come to order for business. You can sit down if you want to.